Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You don't know what is a star, like under the city, the driving floor. Goose like a large, so many more, 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Moaning, everybody! Oh, well, fix that, dude.
I did. I was panicking.
It's a studio day, everybody. Moaning. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Tuesday. Hello, Frog Boy. Good for you to show up here today, huh?
Ooh.
It's not Arbor Day or something? You don't want to take off?
Nah, you don't have to sign either.
Dude, his foot looks ridiculously bad. Like, Leroy, he's swelling through the sock.
Yeah.
Dude.
It looks really bad.
Got a blue foot.
Dude.
Got a blue foot.
Dude, you got to take the weight off of it.
I put an ankle wrap on.
No. You need a boot.
Hurting.
You're still standing on it. You need a boot. Yeah, a boot's going to take someone and let it settle down. Take it from me, who's had every injury.
Yeah, no swag on those boots.
What?
Just need a Nike.
You know what you're not going to have swag with?
Yeah.
If they got to cut your damn foot off.
No. Everyone.
That's no swag either.
Everyone likes a little limp.
You want to be like a pirate.
Everyone likes a little limp nowadays.
No, dude,
there was only one radio person. It was Pimp with the Limp.
Yeah.
Like, that's the, you know, DJ Laz has that corner, dude. I don't think you're going to, like, take his thing.
I got to say hi to some of my homeboys.
Did you?
Yeah.
Four?
Bluebell.
Oh, Bluebell. Bluebell's got great ice cream.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, that's good ice cream.
We're talking about the ice cream? That's cool.
Yeah, they're from Louisiana.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And so we were having a conversation about, you know, different places. One's from Lafayette. One's from Baton Rouge.
Ah.
Baton Rouge.
I saw that Dustin Poirier's having his retirement fight in New Orleans.
He's been waiting for 15 years to have a fight there.
I know. It's exciting. He was trying to get it. He didn't even want it in New Orleans. He wanted it in the Cajun Dome.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't do that.
He's like, dude, we got to get people there. What do you take to get to the Cajun Dome? A fan boat?
How can I explain Louisiana? Louisiana is, you know, when you drive across Alligator Alley, right?
Yes.
And you see an off-ramp that says about two towns?
Mm-hmm.
That's all of Louisiana. right? You drive across a bridge that's maybe 12 miles across water, right? There's another bridge that's about 20 miles across water. You get to the other side, you see some woods and the exit. That's now they have, you know, New Orleans, downtown New Orleans. You have Baton Rouge, you have, you know, some places that have built, but for the most part, there's no skyscrapers. There's no big buildings. It's just a small state where, like, we live in the Everglades. I don't know how else to put it. So
wild.
You can't, like, you're not going to be able to put it this way. He wants to fight in a dome, and it ain't the Superdome.
Nope.
Introducing. Wow, what happened?
Pouring. Oh, it was a lot of traffic this morning.
It was a lot of traffic.
And
it sent me off on a venture today to get here to work.
I almost had some road rage.
It said Glades, not for us today. Not for us today.
I almost had some road rage.
Oh, did you?
Because you know when you're driving down 75 and you're on the left in the left lane,
mm-hmm.
you have to stay left because all the people trying to get on 826, you know, they're to the right, or trying to get on the turnpike, they're to the right. So it's always backed up over there. But I'm going straight through to the Gratney.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the left lane. What people do is they get in the far left lane, which is the exit from the express lane, and try to go all the way up. So you have those people, you have the people getting off the actual express lane, and so it gets backed up because the people tried to get over because they see an open lane. And some guy went to get in front of me, and they don't ask, they just kind of put their nose in. And I was like, absolutely not. I saw you back there, you jumped into the fast lane. That ain't your lane. So I kept going.
Mm-hmm.
So he honked at me and gave me the finger.
Because you wouldn't let him go.
Yeah.
Did he eventually get in behind you?
Yeah.
Seems like you really saved him.
He got in right behind me, and then like I slow rolled it. You know,
just so. As petty.
Petty.
You're a child.
Right. So then he's like honking his horn at me. So I put my car in park.
Leroy, are you serious?
Yeah.
Why do you do? You're gonna cause an accident.
An accident.
You put your car in park. I was about to get out.
Oh God. You got all them fingers. You got all them fingers. You want to throw at me at, you know, in the car. It to my face.
What if they go to for your thumbs? What happens then? What happens then when you get?
He ain't gonna get that close. It's gonna be 1-2 taco salad.
Good things you don't like.
Former NFL running back, Leroy Horn.
Very mature.
Knocks out 73-year-old.
Oh, no, he was 73.
His car
he was 73.
Park.
The old
aren't very good at driving.
But no, they do that to try to get, you know.
I know, but like you saved him, you know, like your sense of honor. Like what?
To the 305 Florida man.
What did he say?
He said, people have guns. Be careful. He is right about that.
Careful. And guess what? Please. I've never touched a gun.
I know.
It would be a terrible way to go out.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage Sorrento. And tell you right, remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We're going to talk to the Hockey Hornet coming up later this hour.
Woo! Hornet.
David Dwork from the Hockey News.
What
will stop by.
Slow, crappy start.
Yeah, it was a bad start for the Cat. I mean, it was, like, they didn't even recognize him, right? It was weird.
They were like,
terrible
you
first
know what
period.
It felt like? They had a hangover. A
little bit.
It felt like, and Toronto went into the game, and they were like, you know, they've been kicking our butts and being physical for the last 2 years, right? If we're going to win, we're going to have to be quick, fast, physical, and get after it.
I thought they were still going to win. When they went up, when they made it 4-3, I was like, oh, Cats are winning this thing. I thought they were, and then Nico Mikkola, because he's a polar bear on skates, you can't control him.
Oh my god!
You know, cats couldn't stay out of the box last night.
It was the craziest thing. I'm like, what? Holding on to the stick? You're not near the puck. Let it go,
Nico. You're too big to get away with the tactics of hitting somebody upside the head next to a bench.
And then the worst part is the skate of shame. When they take that skate to the box.
They escort you.
They escort you, and you're like, I'm sorry, guys.
Well, I mean, like, this is the guy who's like, still one filthy, and just like we like it. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to get mad at that guy? This is...
No, he's 2 Minute Filthy. That's his new nickname. 2 Minute Filthy.
Yeah, it was 2-1 Filthy. That's how we like it. And tight game, what we expected. And it was good to play against the Eastern team. And, like, it was...
You can't control him.
You can't
control him. Like, he eats a salmon, like, literally out of the stream.
You like, he's like,
that's how I imagine Nico Mikkola eating. Just like
standing on the end when they jump in the air, just catching him.
Oh, cross check. Panthers, everybody's mad at him again because our friend,
Peaky Blinders,
Stoli the goalie got taken out.
Oh, yeah.
Because Sam Bennett, I don't know if I should call him a good boy. He's a misunderstood boy.
Oh, no, you mean it starts with him, a menace.
He is a menace.
He's an angry boy.
And our guy, our champion, Anthony Stolarz, now the goaltender for the Blue Leafs, he starts throwing up in the middle of the game after it appears he took a chicken wing from Sam Bennett, who was going for the puck, by the way. He had the puck. And all of a sudden, they're just like, yeah, Stolarz is throwing up on the bench. Then they're like, yeah, now he's gone. Then they're like, oh, he's taken away.
That's like.
Yeah, it was serious.
When you throw up from a concussion, straight to the hospital.
And then, you know, people are freaking out. They're really, really mad at him. Now.
He got hit before that.
I'm going to point out the dude took a right off the dome. Sam Reinhart.
He's trying to shake it off.
In the NHL, your masks are meant to collapse when that happens so you don't get the bell ringing. Like it's supposed to detach to help that. But dude was clearly lit up from that.
Yeah.
I get it. It's Sam Bennett. So it's tough because it's like, oh, you just always around trouble, Sam Bennett?
Is he Draymond Green of hockey?
This is what happened with Boston last year. Everybody's like, you know what you did to Marchand with that punch. Now, nothing appears like it's going to happen.
No, nothing's
going to happen.
Because you can't ignore that rifle of a shot that hit him right square in the dome.
People are mad at them, at the Panthers, because, you know, he wasn't made available to the media yesterday. And he didn't answer his question. He didn't answer for his crimes.
Look at this. Look at this face. You can already tell.
That's hockey.
You can already tell how he's coming out.
This
right?
is the Toronto.
Like hockey Karen.
Craig Berube, I think.
Look at him.
He is, he's hockey. He's
I can already tell his face.
Maple Leafs coach. And this is what he had to say on the Bennett hit.
Craig, what was your view on the Sam Bennett hit on Stolarz? And
elbow to the head. Yeah. Clearly. Yeah. Clear as day.
Were you satisfied with your players' response to that? Like, did they handle it the way you would like? Or
yeah, I mean, I don't know what you. I mean, I think at the time, I think, you know, we handled it the way we should handle it. I'm not sure why there's not a call on it, but you know, I get it. They miss calls. But it's clearly a penalty.
Somebody said he looks like a district DA. Right?
The hockey district attorney.
But wait, here's the deal. And here's why I think people need to be careful. Because if this coach or Toronto, the team, I don't care what the fans do. They're going to do... Because I do a show with you, so I know how fans react. If they don't even mention the fact that he got hit by an 80-plus, 90-plus mile-an-hour puck straight to the head, if they don't, then they are, you know, kind of being ridiculous.
Nobody seemed to really mention the puck thing until after the game, and everybody was going by the hit because he's taken out, and that's what they kept showing. Nobody went to this until they showed the blast that he took early on in the game, which was, I mean, it was very early in the game when he got hit by that. Chris Nowinski, who of course is our favorite, he's called out the Dolphins for murder charges on Tua. He is king. He's king of the concussions is basically what he is. Former wrestler turned PhD. I don't know what his official doctorate is in. I think it's just yelling at people on Twitter. No, he is a neurologist. Okay. He went to Harvard. And he said, Anthony Stolarz likely suffered a first concussion 5 minutes into the game when he took a puck to the face that knocked his mask off. 25 seconds after he did this, he did a shake, which is a spontaneous head shake after a kinematic event, which predicts concussion 72% of the time. So, maybe the Bennett thing had something to do with it, but I would say the more violent hit was probably the puck, because it didn't look like Bennett hit him that hard.
No.
It didn't look like Bennett hit him that hard, and I get it. He's not the easiest guy to defend, because he is a peaky blinder, and he's just always around chaos. He did this to the Leafs the last time he played. He did this to Brad Marchand. He's always around conflict. He's a menace on skates. Like, so I get it. Like, this isn't like Aaron Ekblad where I can say he's a good boy. Now, I just want to be clear here. He does save dogs because Benny's Buddies is a great foundation.
Oh, okay.
And all of the all of the Blue Leafs fans are harassing Benny's Buddies on Instagram. And you guys, I'm going to tell you all something.
Why are they going for the puppies?
Exactly, J-Fig. You people need to get a grip, okay?
They have no fault in this.
The puppies did nothing. And you want to know something? He's not running that account, okay? Deborah at Benny's Buddies is running that account, their social media manager, and you guys are annoying Deborah. She did nothing, okay? So please stop commenting on Beagle pictures and
Deborah's
worry about this.
In the closet crying. Please leave her alone.
Leave her alone. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with this, but it does sound like the early reports are that the league is not going to discipline him for this, which obviously infuriates a lot of people because it feels like he's always getting away with this. But I got to tell you.
You got to acknowledge the fact he took one to the noggin.
You got to.
You have to.
Stolarz is reportedly out of the hospital, which is great news.
Oh, he'll be out for a while. A couple of games.
He took a rocket. I mean, that was something. Paul Maurice asked about this afterwards, after the game. This is what he had to say on the matter.
Your vantage point of a play involving Sam Bennett and Anthony Stolarz. Stolarz obviously leaving the game. Yeah.
Not nearly as good as the referee's vantage point. Standing right there, he saw it. So,
see,
coach is coach. You know what? We're hopeful for Anthony and his health. Like, we love that guy.
Oh, no, that was
enough. We hope he gets better real fast.
No, I really wasn't.
I've answered one on it. I understand that you're late. The referee is standing right there when it happened. And then you will do your thing and the league will do its thing and I'll coach the next game, hopefully.
There you go. Paul Maurice yesterday on the...
I see, and I tell you this all the time. One of the things I hate about interviews right after the game is because you don't have all the facts. Neither coach or the players knew about the hit to the head. They didn't think it was that big of a deal because he kept playing. And so it would be hard to come to the conclusion.
It started right here on his shoulder and then went to his head.
It would be hard to come to the conclusion at that time that that's what caused it. So by asking people questions about the hit, everybody's insinuating or assuming that that caused the injury.
But, like, is there any shot, like, people are going to look at this and say, because I'm not, obviously we all have eyes. He was hit in the back of the head by Sam Bennett.
Well, even on the back, it was kind of on the side.
Whatever, I mean, like, you get hit.
He started off, like, right here off the shoulder.
Okay, but we're not neurologists. Like, he could still get hurt by getting hit on the back of the neck or the side of his head.
Sure.
So, like, I'm not, like, he very clearly got hit in the dome early. But what can happen is you could take a hit in a game. This can happen in football, too. When people have said this with Tua, where like Tua's taken a hit and then he's hit this back of the turf and then it was out. Like that's happened to him as well. Like you could take multiple hits and that's going to make it worse because your brain's in a more vulnerable spot.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is like, do I really think that Sam Bennett meant to hurt his former teammate, like a dirty hit. Like, it looked pretty incidental. He was going for the puck.
It was definitely accidental because you can see how he's trying to avoid his head at one point. Obviously, you can because of the speed, but
I just can't.
It didn't look malicious at all.
I don't know. It's the guy, and that's the thing that makes it tough. We'll talk to David Dwork about it. Obviously, this is going to be the big thing we're monitoring.
You think anybody's going to come out and make that point that, hey, he might have got hurt earlier in the game?
I'm sure now.
Or are they going to just keep making it a Sam Bennett thing?
Well, look, it's a bad guy to defend.
I know. Like, believe me, we do it with Draymond.
He's a menace on skates. Like, this is that. Like, part of this is who it is.
Well, no, we all got on Draymond when he tried to put old boy in a figure four on the ground, right? So, yeah. Was it Dylan Brooks that he tried to? That he got into it with? No, it wasn't Dylan Brooks.
Gets into it with everybody.
Huh?
Gets into it with everybody.
Right.
Can't keep track.
I'm just saying.
Paul Maurice will speak to the media today at 11 a.m. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
We almost had to do the Heimlich on Jennifer, which
you know you don't have to turn on your microphone, crying. Jennifer, if you're coughing.
Because she's wearing pink.
Yeah.
She's wearing tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought she must, you know, she's not wearing
one
black.
1 second. This is not why I was crying.
No.
Oh, she got a Citadel date?
No.
Noah.
All right. You trying to impress somebody?
No. I was choking because of Marcos.
Because I'm trying to talk Marcos into getting a boot.
I mean, he's an idiot. I don't know.
He's an idiot.
So man.
He said, if I get a boot, it's half off shoes. I'm like, he
no.
just. Like, but that was the second part of it.
No,
I forgot what
he
was.
Said. So I'm drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
They're yelling at each other because he wants him to wear a boot. Mm. And then out of nowhere, he's like, you think I can put a check mark on my
Yeah,
boot?
Make it Nike.
It was just
he
the
wants
way
Nike.
He said it.
He wants, he said, he, wants doesn't, he doesn't want to wear the boot because it's not stylish enough. Like, okay, dude, you don't dress like you're going to the Met Gala.
Yeah, I don't
right?
mean to be rude here, Frog Boy, because you know I love you and I'm no fashionista, but.
You ain't.
I've never looked at you and said, man, he's really got his swag down every day.
And nah, you've said that before.
I don't think I have.
I think I've heard you say that.
You wear shirts that look like you stole them from motels.
No.
Hey!
Like they should be, what motel are you going to?
Like they should be, they should, his shirts look like they should be the drapes of motels.
Hey, by the way, can you please put the boot on? Like if you would have had the boot, you would have feel 1,000 times better already. He's got the jaws of life with this wrap around his ankle.
That hurt.
And he wonders why my calf is swollen and my toes are black and blue. Because the wrap is choking you.
Are the web parts of your web feet swollen?
No, those are good. Those are those are the only things that are good.
But your foot is blue.
Yeah, both sides of the ankle.
I kind
of
had him looking like this. Blue-footed booby.
You had that ready on deck, okay? What is wrong with you?
Wait, my favorite is how he worked your ass to get you to the blue foot.
It was like, set up.
So, yeah.
He set up the jab.
But no, what he is doing is ridiculous. She starts coughing.
Also, by the way, no one tried to help me at all. They're just continuing.
Can I just
talking.
Say why?
Can't do anything.
No. Because
no, they thought I was just laughing.
No,
and I'm here
we
choking.
Wanted to give her the Heimlich, but we thought it might be an HR situation if somebody walked by.
All right. Well,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Let's go out to the guest line. Let's talk to
her. You don't want to be with a coworker like, no, I'm saving her life.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. From the Hockey News and the Hockey Show on Metalog Media with Roy Bellamy is our guy, David Dwork, joining us here after the Panthers drop game one of their second round series against the Toronto Maple Leafs. David, how are you?
I'm doing well, and let me just put out there, if I'm ever choking or in a choking situation, I give you all the green light to do whatever you need to do
Thank
to
you.
Save me, and I will deal with any HR situations after the fact, but please save me first.
All right, we'll get to the controversy that is with this game, because obviously all of Canada wants Sam Bennett put in prison, but let's start off with the game, and that was, man, just a very uncharacteristic sluggish, slow, sloppy start from the Panthers. What the hell was that yesterday, man?
That wasn't the Panthers. You know, they've earned their spot on top of the mountain playing a certain style, and it's kind of become their bread and butter. To see them come out of their game a little bit, to see Toronto stretch the ice a bit more, to see Toronto get high-end chances, it was a little surprising. But look, you know, that happens. If it happens again in game two and Florida can start, it starts to become a trend, then that's concerning. The thing about this Panthers team under Paul Maurice is he's always got them the ability to snap back into place, whether it's the focus on one or two particular things. You think back to like last year's playoffs, particularly in the final when Edmonton seemed to figure something out and Florida was scrambling for three games. But, you know, they take a step back, they figure things out, and that was on the grandest of scales. So, you know, we'll see if they can come back and get back to their game the way they did for the most part there in the third period when game two rolls around. But it was, yeah, it was a little concerning for sure.
David, I'm more concerned with, I hate watching sports and people don't have the facts, right? Everybody going after Sam Bennett, and whatever you thought about the hit was fine. But if you don't mention that Sam Bennett hit without first mentioning guy got hit in the head with an 80-plus mile-an-hour puck, are we doing hockey a disservice because now everybody's just going to pile up on, hey, he hurt our goalie?
Yeah, I think if you're in our situation, like if you're not some, you know, some dude on Twitter, yeah, you've got to mention that in the conversation, of course. I mean, we're talking about a serious injury to a guy's head. You know, that's what it looks like happened after what you know, the two shots of the head, throwing up on the bench, going to the hospital. It certainly sounds like it was a serious head injury that Stolarz may have suffered last night. And you've got to, if you're going to talk about the injury, you got to talk about everything that happened. Like if one of his teammates slapped him in the back of the head as a joke before the game, hey, that's got to be talked about too, because that's the course of the evening. Regarding Sam Bennett, I mean, you know, look, this is a guy who he's known as a playoff antagonist. He's known as somebody that will take liberties. He toes the line. That's part of what makes him so valuable to the Panthers or any playoff team. In this case, it sounds like the NHL took a hard look at it and said, no, we're not going to do any supplemental discipline. The referee was right there watching the play the entire time. Granted, the referee was watching Aaron Ekblad's forearm shiver to Brandon Hagel last round and didn't call a penalty there. So, you know, it's a little subjective, but still, like in this instance, it's been looked at on the ice. It's been looked at dissected video wise for a good 12 hours now. And it sounds like that the NHL is going to say, no, that's not, we're not going to discipline him for that. So hopefully, at the end of the day, Stolarz is going to be okay. I don't even want to go there with a head injury because I have no clue, and I know how, you know, case by case by case they can be. But hopefully he's okay, and you know, just getting back into game two, that should be another reason that it should be fun, because I would imagine Toronto will look to settle things on the ice.
Well, I was going to ask you that because, you know, you have a special place in your heart for goalies, and Stolarz was obviously here. We got love for him. So, like, when you watch the play, did you just think it was incidental? Did you think he was trying to get in the head a little bit? Like, what did you just make? Forget about whether it hurt him or not. Like, what did you just make of what happened there with him and with Bennett hitting on Stolarz?
I mean, my opinion, because obviously I'm not in Sam Bennett's head, but my opinion watching that play and seeing and playing as much hockey as I have in my life, I don't think he went out of his way to do it at all. I think he maybe could have done a little bit more to avoid it. Not that he had any reason to, because he was like, he didn't move his arm. It was his body's momentum that took him into the crease. And could, in that moment, everything's happening so fast. It's so hard to say. And I'm not in Bennett's head. I'm not there with him. It didn't look like there was anything malicious, but if you want to play the super duper cautious game, then I suppose something could have been maybe avoided there. But you know, he wasn't looking to take a headshot at Anthony Stolarz. I think the way that they kind of came together in that moment, it's just hard, Tobin, because it happened in like the blink of an eye.
And it's tight quarters, and you're trying to get in front of him. And like, yeah.
It's also
and the situation of the game, too. Like, it's a one goal game. The Panthers were on the power play, I believe, or maybe the power play just ended. They were moving the puck around well. Bennett, it was the second time in like 5 seconds that he had the puck along the side of the net trying to make that same play. So the second time, he's going to do it with a bit more force. It was just a series of unfortunate events for Anthony Stolarz. But malicious, I don't think so.
It's one of these things, too, that, like, I know that Bennett is a menace. I know this. I mean, he was this with the two series, you know, 2 years ago with the Leafs. So that's why they hate his ass, because he didn't get any discipline that time. But I just imagine, like, I do think there is some kind of, I know I'm going to sound like a Panthers homer here, code amongst their dirty play. Like, the Lightning struck first the last series with going after Barkov. That's why what happened happened. And they crossed the line because they wanted revenge for their captain. You know, even the Marchand thing, like, you're going to face Marchand on the ice. It just seems odd to me. Like, why would Sam Bennett try and take out Stola? The Panthers don't need to cheat to win. So why is he going to try and viciously take out his former teammate like that? It just, that one just doesn't pass the smell test to me.
Yeah, that, I agree. Like, to, based off the video, what we're seeing in the video, and then just knowing the situation and the entire you know, play out that you just outlined for us there, like, it just doesn't make any sense. And it's not the Panthers, it's not how they win. Like, they'll toe that line and they'll take things to the nth degree, but they're not headhunting out there. They're not out there trying to hurt people. The hockey playoffs are another beast, and, you know, things happen. I think back to last year, like the thing with Bennett and Marchand, and, you know, it's hard to, cause there's no black and white when it comes to hockey playoffs. Like, it's going to be physically intense, and things happen when you're going that fast in a cardboard box with, you know, you're just kind of banging off each other. Like, things are going to happen. I don't want to sound like I'm just, like, you know, casting it aside what happened last night, but it's just, you know, things happen in hockey. And in that case, I don't think there was any intent to hurt someone. So I don't think, you know, obviously he's going to get a lot of attention paid to it, but to harp on Bennett and the hit itself, I think that's maybe, you know, being a bit biased, which, you know, like, it's the playoffs, everybody's allowed to be biased, but I think the league is what sounds like they're handling it well, in my opinion. And now I'm just anxious to see kind of how it gets handled on the ice in game two.
What do you think? What do you think needs to improve for them, just from a playing standpoint, right out of the gate? Like, is it a line? Is it one of the top guys? Just to make sure they don't get out to such a rudderless start like they did, because they almost came back. I mean, look, there's props in that, but, like, you put yourself in such a bind to get down as quick as and as much as they did.
Yeah, it was tough in game one because, like, the first 5 minutes they weren't playing poorly in terms of their style. They gave up the funky goal to Nylander on the first shift from a sharp angle. Bob was screened. He probably should have been sealing the post and the ice a bit more. But, you know, they never let something unfortunate happening at the beginning of the game never impacts this Panthers team. They just go back to work. They put their heads down. They do their thing, and usually it comes out okay for them at the end. So I think they just need to get back to doing what they do well. Whether it was, like, last night in the third period, they just seemed to be getting on the balls of their feet, physically aggressive, getting pucks in deep, not chasing the game. And that's just their bread and butter. That's Panthers hockey. So I think as long as they come out in game two and just play their style and whatever Toronto may do, if they score early again, just keep doing your thing. Where they got away from it last night was just they got into too much of a rush game, and Toronto was getting into those high danger areas they did such a great job keeping Tampa Bay out of. So as long as they get back to doing what they do well, which they've shown they can do against this Toronto team this season, then they should be able to get home with a split.
David, when I was watching the hockey game, I was thinking, how much of the game in the last two quarters was the Panthers turning it around, or how much was it other goalie, right? Like, them having to go to their backup goalie. And so you think the Panthers got maybe a false sense of security with the other goalie being in the game and not Stolarz? That, no, there's a lot more improvement that needs to be had instead of we almost came back?
It's interesting in that situation how it can impact the psyche of both teams in different ways. Because, like, the Panthers can see Stolarz come out, a guy that's been stoning them the entire game, and say, okay, now maybe we have a chance. Our goalie gave up a couple softies. Maybe now we can, you know, get that bat to level, get a couple on this guy. But when the goalie changes on your team, that kind of emboldens and really bumps up your team. Like, okay, this guy's coming in cold off the bench. We got to make sure to take care of him.
Right.
We got to make sure to protect him. So it can kind of pump things up on the other end too. And I think that happened for a little while, because until the late in the second and into the third period, the Panthers weren't really getting into Wohl's kitchen too much. And then later in the game, they really started to get impacting on him. And that's when the goal started pumping in. It's tough because, especially in that situation where it's not like a goalie getting pulled for performance, it's like the guy was playing great and then he gets hurt. So I'm not surprised by how both teams responded to it and how it ended up playing out. And if he ends up being in the net for game two, it'll definitely be something to watch, because this is a guy where he's their young, like, I don't want to say heir apparent guy. He's not like in a Spencer Knight type of situation that was down here, but he's a good young goaltender that they would like to be their future guy if he can take it. He played actually against the Panthers when they played the Leafs a couple of playoffs ago. He was in the last two games of that series. So I think they had a better chance with Stolarz and Nett. So for the Leafs' sake, hopefully he gets back in there. But it could be a situation, Leroy, where the team kind of sees this guy in there and they want to like make sure that they rally around him. So yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
You feel like it's a big boost to get Ekblad back? Like it was a short-lived return because of obviously all the retribution that he got, but he was obviously huge with the goal to bring the Cats back in that game. So what kind of a boost are they getting when he returns off suspension?
Oh, it's huge to get Ekblad back. I mean, we saw during the regular season, whether he was out with injury, whether he was out with the suspension, this is a team that plays a lot better, a lot more sound. They just look more like themselves when Aaron Ekblad's on the back line. So it's nothing but positives getting Ekblad back in there, especially, you know, coming back, looking to bounce back from a loss in game one, having Ekblad out there. The big thing I think for me with Ekblad, you know, he obviously can stabilize a power play, whether it's number one or number two, but giving Seth Jones a little bit of a break when Ekblad's not there, Seth Jones is playing like 26, 27 minutes a game. With Ekblad, he can cut back down closer to 22, 23. And those few minutes make a big deal when you're talking about the end of a third period when you're going hard. So it's good all around. And I'm very happy for the Panthers to be getting Ekblad back. Hopefully he stays out there for a while now.
Is that unheard of? Because I like they talk about it all the time, and I'm not familiar with, you know, what's a lot, what's ridiculous. In basketball, who was it? Somebody played 51 minutes.
I think it was a Bridges or something.
Bridges
like
played 51 minutes, and he's never missed a game, mm-hmm. right? Like, is that what we're – that's kind of the same, you know, thing we're talking about, a guy playing 27, 26 minutes every night?
Yeah, it's not – unheard of. I think most teams will have like one guy that they really lean on, because with the defenseman, like you're playing every third shift. If assuming that you're just rolling three P pairings, you're playing every third shift. But if you're a high end defenseman, you're playing power play, you're playing penalty kill,
right?
And that it just racks up and racks up. So there are a few unicorns out there, not unicorn because it's not like they're super unique because they're not Matthew Tkachuk, but there are a few guys out there that they will lean on him like that. And Seth Jones, when he was in Chicago, he was a guy like that. Ekblad has been a guy like that during his career. Mm-hmm. I think now Florida makes a very concentrated effort to make sure that that doesn't happen on a grander scale, which is why you've seen guys, you know, like in the past, Brandon Montour, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, they've always had really high-end defensemen that they can make sure that they're keeping their guys fresh. So I think once Ekblad gets back, definitely that'll be something they look to do, and can only benefit Jones, right?
Don't tell him I said this, but would you agree with the statement that Nico Mikkola is a polar bear on skates because they can't seem to control him? And I feel like
feared.
I feel like they need to figure out some way to calm him down, because he's a monster, and I don't know how you can control a monster. But do you agree with the statement he's a polar bear on skates?
That's excellent. Like, I'm picturing like giant Nico Mikkola, like fuzzy polar bear Nico Mikkola. That's perfect. Because he's big, he's light, he's got like blonde hair, he's giant. So yeah, that works quite well. No, it's funny. Like when they signed Nico Mikkola a couple summers ago, we're kind of like, you know, we didn't like, who's this guy? We don't really know who he is. He's been around the league for a few years. He's got some decent numbers. And they told us, no, he's going to be a perfect fit in our system. Like, we targeted him, and holy cow, were they right? He's feared around the league. Like, you hear other teams, like when he got to Florida, one of the first things he said, he's like, yeah, now I don't have to worry about getting chased by Mikkola all the time.
Really?
Did you not see him rubbing that dude's nose in the ice last series, Leroy? He's a menace. He should have a little calmed down in the third period, though. Like, that wasn't the time, Nico, yesterday.
Yeah. Well, even he had that hit on the bench where I think he took a penalty for it, where it wasn't even like he was trying. He's just so big and he was taller than the guy that he just kind of ran his arms forward. But man, that's what you need. Like, you need the Mikkolas, the Marchands, the Bennetts. Like, as much as they're going to, you know, take things to the nth degree, like, that's what you need to succeed in the playoffs. And the Panthers went forever without getting to the playoffs to have that success. So the fact that they've built a team that they're a little feared and they might toe that line, if they cross it every so often, like, you're not going to condone it. You don't want to encourage it, but gosh darn it, you're winning Stanley Cups. So I'm not going to complain too much. Nobody's out there getting, you know, nobody's out there headhunting. They're They're playing a very tough brand of playoff hockey. And Nico Mikkola, maybe not as talked about, obviously, as guys like Sam Bennett or Matthew Tkachuk, but
you better not say nothing to him.
Everybody's got an eye on him when he's out there.
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it. And
just a menace. I don't
2-1 filthy.
All right, buddy. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate you. Go check out David Dwork's work during the playoffs on the Hockey News and the Hockey Show, Meadowlark Media, with Roy Bellamy. They do a great job. I saw you guys looking dapper for the gentleman's sweep on your latest episode. So we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, always a pleasure, man. Good to see you guys.
Bye, Hockey Hornet.
There is the Hockey Hornet, which was part of our Road to Repeat, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a party play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Take a long break. Back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.